This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Road work this week. Concrete work along Lincoln Avenue through downtown Sima Springs continues through Thursday. Closures will alternate between 3rd and 4th and 12th and 13th. The work will continue through the end of the month. Work continues on the new passing lane on Highway 40. That's just north of Wolford Mountain Reservoir in Kremling. The speed limit drops down to 40 miles per hour for the asphalt paving there. Part of Highway 40 there is unpaved right now. Traffic delays between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. could be up to 20 minutes. Work began this weekend on the Dry Lake Campground and parking lot up on Buff Pass. You can still park up there, but there will be work going on throughout the summer and into the fall. Recreation sites and the campground up at Dry Lake will be closed this summer. The number of campsites at Dry Lake will triple to 23. The U.S. Forest Service says the trailhead parking will be redesigned, making it easier for trailers. There's now a day use fee at the trailhead, $5 a day or $30 per year. Those trails at Dry Lake Buff Pass are still closed until June 15th due to elk calving. Some post office box holders on the 80488 side of the Steamboat Springs Post Office ran into issues recently when closing out their box and getting a new one on the 80477 side, which was at the request of the local postmaster. What happened was mail wasn't being forwarded to their new P.O. box on the 80477 side. The mail was being returned to sender. Happened about 3 weeks ago. USPS officials at the regional office in Denver says they don't know why it happened, but the issue's been resolved and that steps have been taken to prevent a recurrence. Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meets at 4:30 today at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Round County Commissioners have a public hearing scheduled for Tuesday, June 4th regarding the large event permit for the Steamboat Gravel Race. That meeting tomorrow starts at 10 o'clock, could last a couple of hours. It's in the Commissioners' hearing room in the historic Route County Courthouse. The new pickleball facility in Steamboat Springs will open sometime in July. Here's the director of pickleball, Jason Harris.
I think it's a big deal for a mountain town to have a facility like this. It's a big deal for Colorado to have a facility like this, so it's really cool that we get to have it in Steamboat.
The new pickleball center is next to the tennis bubble with 12 indoor courts dedicated to only pickleball. And Steamboat Marathon winners are Calvin Lane for the men, Ellen Atkinson for the women, both from Boulder, Half Marathon's Tyler Scholl from Kremling, and Neely Gracie for the third year in a row from Erie. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.